USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A U.S. senator from Ohio says residents should be skeptical about contamination after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown thinks the residents of East Palestine should be skeptical about contamination following a train derailment and fire earlier this month.
Both the state and the federal EPA administrators said that, but when you return to your home, we think the water is safe, but when you return to your home, you should be tested again for your water and your soil and your air, not to mention those that have their own well.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Brown said the people have a right to be worried and that Congress is partly to blame because there is too much corporate influence from lobbyists for companies like Norfolk Southern who push for looser restrictions.
The Prime Minister of Poland is looking forward to President Biden's visit to Warsaw this coming week. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Mateusz Morawiecki said he expects Biden will reassure all of Europe that the U.S. is fighting for freedom and peace. A murder investigation continues in connection with the death of a bishop. David O'Connell was found dead of a gunshot wound in a Los Angeles suburb. The 69-year-old Irishman, widely known as Bishop Dave, was discovered inside a room in a house. O'Connell's been a priest and later a bishop in Los Angeles for 45 years. Police hope to make an arrest soon. Daytime television is about to look much different.
Soon, the final verdicts on the People's Court and Judge Mathis will be read. Both mainstays of daytime television are ending their runs. The Emmy Award-winning People's Court debuted in 1981 with Joseph Wapner as presiding judge.
What's your defense to this action?
Later, Ed Koch, Jerry Shinlin, and Marilyn Million took the gavel.
$1,000 verdict for the plaintiff.
Million is the show's longest reigning judge with 22 years on the bench. Mathis hit the airwaves in 1999, is wrapping up his award-winning 24-season run.
That's Jeremy Scott. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
President Biden is praising Senator John Fetterman for seeking treatment for depression. The Pennsylvania Democrat voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. In a tweet, Biden offered his support and said, "Getting the necessary care is brave and important." Fetterman, who suffered a stroke last year, has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, which became severe in recent weeks. The markets will be closed on Monday in observance of President's Day. There are some key economic reports on the horizon, however. Existing home sales for January are due out Tuesday. GDP data and jobless claims will be released Thursday. Friday, consumer spending, personal income, consumer sentiment, and new home sales. One National Lottery is gaining steam.
While it's not into the billion-dollar territory, the Mega Millions jackpot is now nine figures. No one picked all six numbers in Friday's drawing, so Tuesday's multi-state lottery is worth $104 million. Lottery officials say the cash option stands at just over $53 million for the Mega Millions grand prize. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Actor Tom Sizemore is reportedly in critical condition after suffering a brain aneurysm. TMZ is reporting the 61-year-old collapsed and was found unconscious around 2 o'clock this morning. Sizemore's manager says his family is aware of the situation and are hoping for the best. The actor has starred in movies such as Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.